Hello, everybody. Remember the days when Dad said, "Now, Sonny, be a good boy and mind your P's and Q's." Sure you do. You'll probably say, "Mind your P's and Q's" yourself now and then, as a warning to be careful or watch your step. Ever wonder how the phrase originated? Well, historians give us two or three different theories, so your guess is as good as mine. But here's the last bet as to how it started. Listen.
My boy, printing is a very exacting trade. Now that you're an apprentice, I shall try to teach you everything I know about type and paper and presses and such. But I'm doubtful that all I know will be enough to make you a good craftsman. Most of it is up to you. Have you been working hard at it this morning?
Yes, sir. I've been setting up some type from the drawers, sir. Would you like to see what I've done?
Yes, I would, ma'am. Let me see. Why, you've set up a whole page, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's fine. Looks pretty good, too. And even. But here's a mistake. And here's another just like it. A letter Q, where the letter P belongs. You see, lad, the letters P and Q are just alike. Both little round letters with tails on them. Tail on the left side for P, and on the right side for Q. And they're easy to get mixed up. You'll have to mind your P's and Q's.
Yes, sir.
And that was probably the first warning given to young apprentices starting out to learn the very honorable profession of printing. Another theory, but not a very creditable one, is that the expression originated in the old English alehouses, or pubs, in this manner.
Hawkins, you old conniver. Pass me out another pint of that Orville Ale of yours. I'll get me wages the day after the next one, and then I'll pay you for the whole blooming business.
Yeah, just one more pint do you get, Brother Weaver. You've already had 3 pints and 1 quart tonight. And 8 pints and 2 quarts before this week.
Bless my crooked old soul, Hawkins. How in the devil's name do you keep track of all the pints and quarts so satin-like? You must have a brain like a schoolmaster.
Oh, I never trust my brain, Mr. Weaver. I might put them all down on the back of the door here. See, it says Mr. Weaver, P for pints and Q for quarts. Then a little mark with the chalk after each one for how many you've been drinking. And when you get your wages, not another pint of ale do you get till you mind your P's and Q's and pay up prop-like.
And then there's one more explanation recorded by history, but I don't think it's any more dependable than the one you've just heard. According to this theory, the common expression originated in France during the reign of Louis XIV. When persons were presented at the elaborate court functions of this famous French ruler, they wore huge wigs and curtsied very formally. You've seen motion pictures of the complicated costuming and difficult mannerisms of those days of royalty. The curtsy itself was quite a maneuver and consisted of a difficult step and low bend of the body. In making the steps and bows, there was danger that the person being presented would sit and derange their huge wigs. Therefore, the master of ceremonies would admonish them in French, of course. Mind your feet and wigs. Now, it so happens that the French word for feet is P-I-E-D, and for wigs is Q-U-E-U-E-S. And they sound surprisingly like P's and Q's. Hence, it is said that the expression was corrupted by the English into mind your P's and Q's. That's all for now. This is the reporter of Odd Facts speaking.